Hey C3, it is Monday and we are jumping into a new book here called First Peter, and I'm going to give you one guess as to who wrote First Peter. It was Peter. And Peter writes First and Second Peter, two books in a row here that we find here. This is no other than the disciple or the apostle Peter, one of the 12 disciples, and actually one of Jesus's inner circle disciples. Peter, James, and John were the ones he was closest to or had the most experiences with in some pretty incredible moments. He notes in chapter 5, I'm going to jump ahead for a second, that he's writing from Babylon. Now, this is confusing to a lot of people, and admittedly, it has been confusing to me. Now, this could be an Egyptian Babylon, a Babylon in Egypt, which was a Roman military post. It could have been a Babylon that was in Mesopotamia, where there would have been some Jews living at that time. Many believe that Jerusalem is symbolically referred to here as Babylon, but I think most Bible scholars will land on believing that he's referring to Rome, so that he writes this from Rome. Okay, remembering that Rome, for a few hundred more years, will not have Christianity as their religion, as their state religion or the world religion at the time, but they would eventually make it the official religion of Rome. Now, the central theme of the whole book of 1 Peter is to stand firm in the faith, even when you're persecuted. Now, I don't think there's any better time for us as believers in America to read this book because, as most of you have noticed, persecution of Christians has increased. Now, not to the point that it has in some countries, obviously, in this world. I'm not worried about walking on the street and being killed or arrested for preaching the gospel, but persecution, it's happening, and it will continue to happen, and it won't get better. It will get worse. Every single chapter of 1 Peter talks about suffering. And so he is not trying to just encourage these Christians, these new believers in Rome. They needed encouragement, but he's also there to be real with them. So what I want to do with you today is I want to give you a challenge. So this is chapter 1 of 1 Peter. I want to challenge you to read through, it's a short chapter, take you a few minutes to read it. I want to encourage you to read it two or three times. And it is an incredibly quotable book of the Bible. I just want to read to you the first 9 verses, just to whet your appetite here. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, and into, there it is again, an inheritance. We talked about that yesterday or on Friday, an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. If you fast forward to verse 18, he says, "For you know it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." So going back up here to what I just said, it says this inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. You know, that's an encouragement to me today. In all this you rejoice, though now for a little while. And I don't know what you're going through today, but now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials, but that's not where he ends. Listen to this, verse 7. These have come so that, now say to yourself, so that. These trials have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled, get this, filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. That's the end goal. That's the end result of going through life, as difficult as it can be, through persecutions, through troubles, through trials, through things that are unjust, things that are unfair, remembering that you can be filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy because you know how it all ends in paradise with the Father forever. Have a great Monday.